Welcome to the Strategy Session Podcast, where ASI's editors provide tips and tactics to help promotional product professionals improve their businesses. In every episode, we go one-on-one with a business strategy expert to gather winning insights. The conversations are sure to be insightful and entertaining.
Hi, and welcome to the latest edition of our Strategy Session Podcast. I'm Dave Vagnone, editor of Advantages Magazine, and I'm joined today by Bill Powell, the owner of P3 Consulting. Bill, thanks for being here. How are you?
Great, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're happy to have you here. So, Bill, we're going to talk today about something that's really happy and positive, about the idea of building a sales team during growth and the realities that come along with that. Certainly a nice problem to have. Which brings me to my first question. Bill, how do you know when it's really time to hire that first salesperson at your company?
Well, Dave, it's an easy question, and it's also a difficult question.
Sure.
But I guess the best answer for that really is, you know, as a startup business, as a small business where I focus my time on, it's usually a one-person or very few-person operation. So when you start out, you wear a lot of hats. You know, you're an operator, you're a marketing person, you're an accounting person. So, you know, the key to growing your business is obviously sales. So the time when you need to add a salesperson or some sort of business development person is when you start seeing your time in front of your customers and prospects start to dwindle. So, you know, my personal opinion, I think you spend 80% of your time marketing and 20% of your time operating.
Right.
But, you know, everybody has their own good ratio that works. But when you start seeing that ratio start to dwindle, when you start seeing yourself in front of your customers and prospects less and you're operating more, you're kind of setting yourself up for stagnation to a point where you're kind of just managing what you have instead of continuing to grow. Because no matter what, customers will go out the back door, whether they go out of business, they get acquired, or maybe they just want to test the waters elsewhere. So you always need to be on top of marketing yourself. So the best answer to that is when you start seeing yourself, seeing your customers less and less, not even your customers, your prospects, getting out there and knocking on doors, marketing, it's when we need to start reevaluating your marketing strategy, your sales strategy. Do I need to hire someone? And what type of person I'm looking for.
Okay, let's talk about that. You know, what traits do you look for in that first salesperson, that first hire? And how do you screen candidates to make sure that you're getting that good fit for your company?
Well, for finding the right candidate, it really needs to fit in with what your principles of your business are, number one. And number two, what your strategy is. So, for instance, when I say that in the ad specialty industry, you know, starting out, you always want to pick a niche market. You want to find a good vertical. So, for instance, healthcare. Healthcare is a long sales cycle, a lot of RFPs, a lot of RFQs, a lot of relationship building. So when you're finding that candidate, you're not just going to look for the first salesperson you find and say, okay, great, you have sales experience, let's hire you. You want to look at their experience. Now, resumes lie sometimes, but it kind of gives you a good temperature of where they're coming from. So, for instance, if you're catering to a longer sales cycle industry, say, again, healthcare, you're not going to bring somebody in that has experience in telemarketing and, you know, maybe consumer packaged goods and a lot of short sales cycle quick hits. You need someone with a little bit more relationship building experience, where somebody from maybe the IT business, maybe has some government sales background, you know, in that respect. And as far as screening candidates, you know, depending on the size of your business, if you have the opportunity to do more than one interview, some people like that, some don't. I like that because you get different perspectives, different sets of eyes on people, and you can kind of collaborate with your group and say, is this the right person that fits in not only with our sales cycle and the type of vertical that we're targeting, number one, but number two, does he fit in with the company culture? Because, you know, I've worked for companies in the past that, you know, there was a certain culture for the company, very customer focused, and then the salesperson came on and was very me, and they did great at first, but it wasn't a good hire for the long term, because you want to find that person that you can bring on and expect to be there in 3 to 4 to 5 years that fits in with your culture.
So, Bill, where do you find these people? Do you look on LinkedIn? I mean, do you put ads out there? I mean, are you mining for people? Are you hoping people come to you? What's sort of the strategy there?
Well, networking is always a great way to find the right candidates. LinkedIn's a very, very powerful tool. I mean, I'm a very big proponent of the social media, social selling, social networking. LinkedIn's a great place to find people. LinkedIn ads, networking events, because you're always going to find someone that might be looking or might be, you know, right on that borderline of maybe they're looking for a job at a networking event or Chamber of Commerce or something that's type. But LinkedIn's a great place to look just because it's evolving. It evolves more every week, and there's more product line with LinkedIn to cater to job seekers. And you can really hone in and find the right person for your company.
Now, I think here's an issue that a lot of companies struggle with. Bill, when you find that really good person, do you offer a commission? Do you offer a salary or some sort of combination hybrid? What do you think works for salespeople out there right now?
It really depends on the industry, and it depends on your the vertical that you're selling to and the experience level. You know, for if you're, for instance, a technology company, and you're just one of my clients now is a technology company, very small, 2 employees, and he's looking for appointment setters. Now, obviously, you're not going to pay them a base salary because you might not get the results, so you want to incentivize them with commission. Now, if you're a startup company and you have 1 or 2 people, maybe commission only will be the best bet because you don't have the capital to hire, give somebody a base salary, and you incentivize them with, hey, every sale you make, you get X amount of dollars, and having a clear process in place for them. Now, as you get more established, when you have a larger customer base, you want someone that's going to spend time with your customers and hunt for new business. That's when you want to go with more of a base, because that base will help them get through. They might not be getting those big deals on as frequent basis as a newer rep would be for a newer company.
Sure, sure. I think that's good advice. I know that, Bill, you've been in the ad specialty industry. You've been outside of it. So where should you focus and concentrate that search? Do you prefer looking for people? Would you give advice for companies looking for people to focus in the ad specialty industry for reps? Or should they maybe go outside the industry and broaden their perspective a little bit? What do you think?
Well, I think I'm a big person of habit. I believe in habits. That's why I enjoy training mostly newer, lesser experienced salespeople. Mm-hmm. Because once you've been in the role for a while, you develop habits, good and bad. You know, I have bad habits. Everybody does. So I think that you look for people that might be, I don't want to say they don't have any experience in the ad specialty business, but maybe a little bit. Once you get to that real, real seasoned guy or girl that's been there for 10, 20 years, they might have some habits that might not work best for your company, especially in the startup world. You're starting up, you want to get those people kind of in the same boat, with the same mentality. So I don't want to say you don't want to hire people from the ad specialty business, but you just want to just tread lightly, because while they might have the experience, they might bring some habits with them, good or bad, right, that would deter or help benefit your company. So that's when the interview process really kicks in and finding the right candidates.
Yeah, I agree. I think it makes sense to try to mold the best person based on sort of what your company is looking for. I think that's very true. Again, our guest
exactly.
Today is Bill Powell, the owner of P3 Consulting. Bill, I want to talk about process a little bit, not the most glamorous topic, but something that's important. So what processes really are key to have in place as your company looks to grow and looks for success down the line?
You know, the companies never live and die by the sales team. Now, what they live and die by is the customer service process. Now, you started as a startup company, you start with 1, maybe 2 or 3 people. You obviously brought businesses at one point. So now when you bring that business in, going forward after it's brought in and it's launched, what do you do after that? What is your process to keep and retain that customer? So what I tell my clients is the most important process is, you know, obviously the sales process isn't just going out, finding customers, and bringing in, it's retaining them, it's growing the relationship. So the most important process in developing a good business now and going forward is mapping out that process from the time you go out, knock on a door, or make a phone call, or make an email, to the time that customer is 3, 4, 5 years down the road with your company. What does that look like? You know, what does your sales process look like? Are you prospecting in person? Are you prospecting by email? Once they decide to come on with you, you know, or not even when they come on with you, what does your support structure look like? How does that work? How does your support team get involved in bringing that customer? Once they bring in that customer, what does the launch process look like? Do you have strict guidelines? If we want to launch this, we'll say, uniform program within 3 weeks or 2 weeks, having quantifiable results and metrics around that to know that what looks like success and what doesn't look like success. Because oftentimes some companies say, we're just going to sell product and bring them in and then we got them. But what do you do past that? How do you keep that customer? How do you keep them interested? How is your sales team involved? So having that process from the time they're you're identifying that prospect till 3 years down the line when they're ideally still your customer with measurable results is very, very important.
How much can technology help in developing that process well?
Very much so. I'm a it's interesting. A lot of my clients don't use social media for their success. You know, they you know, when it's kind of when I get on about training, what I teach is social media training, how to utilize social media to obtain business, build relationships, you know, open the door a little bit more. you know, that's it's important in sales now. And who if you're not using it, you need to get on the train or it's going to run you over.
Right.
So social media is a big, big part of, we talked earlier about, you know, acquiring employees. Also important about acquiring customers, building relationships. Not only that, but just efficiency. I have major obsessive compulsive disorder over efficiency. You know, making things digital, making it easier for your salespeople to obtain the data that they need. The big term now is sales enablement. How can you enable your people to do more on the street, to provide a better customer experience? Cloud services. There's so many things out there that make your team more efficient on the street to provide better customer experiences and be able to bring in more opportunities.
Talking about supporting your staff, let's move into the idea of training. I think training is something that's missing a lot in companies in the ad specialty industry. What kinds of training programs should companies offer at the baseline, and why is training overall so important?
Well, training overall is so important because, you know, when you're bringing people in with drone training and saying, okay, you're a salesperson, we expect you to sell, here's our product, here's our service, here's what we do better, go. Well, at that point, you're relying on their experience and their habits. You know, you're not really orienting that employee with how your company does business, what's important to your company, what principles you follow. Now, I see that a lot as they bring in salespeople and they have this sales title, but again, we talked about, did you find the right candidate? You know, and if you did find the right candidate, setting them up for the way your company thinks, your value proposition, that's very important. Onboarding is a big, big, big part of it, and I push this a lot, that not just going beyond just regular sales training and getting your salespeople aligned with your vision and your value, but just onboarding itself. Have them meet, if you're not a startup, maybe you're a smaller business with a couple employees, have them meet with the support team. How does accounting work? How does every piece of the business work? So not only do they think like a salesperson, but they're thinking like a member of your organization. They're thinking of, how can I support my business today to help us get to the next level? And if they're just brought in to sell, given products and a catalog and say, here, go, and the chances for failure are a lot greater because they don't feel like, and they're not trained to be part of the organization to help push that company forward.
Yeah, that's a big key. I totally agree with that. I want to leave with this idea and this thought. I know you do a lot, Bill, with consulting for startups. What are you seeing out there? What are the biggest challenges, and how are successful companies overcoming those challenges as far as startups go today?
Well, a lot of startups, now's the best time to be an entrepreneur. Some 10, 15 years ago was an ugly word, and people thought entrepreneurship was, I'm sitting at home with my parents trying to figure out what I want to do with my life.
Yeah, in the basement.
Exactly. Now, it's a little different with the internet and social media and the way technology is. There's a lot of things you can do, and there's a lot of ways you can sell yourself, especially in the ad specialty business. It's a low cost of entry. So now the problem is, and I was guilty of this, and I'm sure so many people are, is, you know, I ask a lot of my clients, who is your customer? You know, and they say, well, I sell to XYZ company, it's this industry, that industry. Well, anybody can use my product. Well, who is your customer? What are their likes? What are their dislikes? What does their family look like? What is their family makeup? Can you put a name to this customer? You know, so for instance, Annie likes XYZ. She's the director of human resources for a hospital. And you can kind of put a persona around that customer, and you know how to sell to that customer. And I see a lot of companies when they start out, they have all these great ideas, but they don't have the plan for execution. Who is your customer? Which beachhead, so to speak, are you going to attack first? You know, you can't just, I equate it to throwing a dart from a mile away compared to throwing a dart from 5 feet away. Yeah. You know, they come up with these great ideas, but lack of execution and a lack of a plan to get there.
Yeah. Well, listen, some great advice. Again, Bill Powell has been our guest today. Bill, if people want to reach out to you, how can they do that?
They can visit me on my website at p3consulting.net, and they can also email me at bill@p3consulting.net.
That's great. Bill, thanks very much once again, and thanks to all of you. You've been listening to Strategy Session. I'm Dave Vagnone. Have a great day.
This has been the latest episode of ASI's Strategy Session podcast. To listen to all of our podcasts, go to asicentral.com/podcast.